A delirious crowd of tens of thousands of screaming demonstrators began chanting freedom, sovereignty, and independence after hearing word that Lebanon's pro-Syrian Prime Minister Omar Karami had resigned. Mr. Karami told Lebanon's parliament after two stormy sessions of debate that his government was quitting in a move that took many by surprise. "I will not stand in the way of those that are seeking the best interest of this country," Karami said. "Therefore, my government is resigning." Lebanon's parliament speaker, Nabi Berri, another close ally of neighboring Syria, was reported to have shouted at Mr. Karami that he, quote, did not have the right to resign without first letting him know. Outgoing Interior Minister Suleiman Frangia, visibly caught off guard by Mr. Karami's surprise resignation, told the press he would gladly pass his job on to someone else and that he was glad he was not responsible for any bloodshed. Mr. Frangia had imposed a curfew banning anti-government demonstrations today, but Lebanese army troops allowed tens of thousands of mostly young protesters to gather in Beirut city center anyway. Immediately following the government's resignation, influential journalist Gibran Twaini told ecstatic demonstrators that the opposition would not stop until, in his words, Syria removed its troops from Lebanon. Both the U.S. and France have told Syria it must apply UN Resolution 1559 and remove its troops from Lebanon. Another opposition leader, Druze leader Walid Jumblat, told Lebanon's LBCI television that he was pleased the opposition had brought the government down, but that he did not wish to inflict defeat or humiliation on Syria. Another opposition leader, Druze leader Walid Jumblat, told Lebanon's LBCI television that he was pleased the opposition brought down the government, but that he did not wish to inflict defeat or humiliation on Syria. Syria first sent troops to Lebanon in 1976, several months after the outbreak of civil war there. Damascus still has an estimated 14,000 troops stationed in Lebanon. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.